The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Well, a government spokesperson has said that the latte levy, this is the charge for disposable cups that was mooted, I think now a couple of years ago, is back on the cards and may be in legislation by the end of the year. The plastic bag levy, of course, did wonders to change our behaviour and protect the environment. But will this levy have a similar effect? To discuss this, I'm joined by the owner of Olive's Room in Clontarf and Monk's Green in Phibsborough. That's Angela Rutledge. And from Brew 42 on South William Street, Richard Hanlon. Richard, let me start with you. Given that a lot of what you sell is going to be coffees, do you dread the thought of an additional 25 cent, 50 cent, a euro on each cup as it goes out the door?
Well, no, I mean, they're looking to bring this in more on single-use coffee. So we use compostable cups. So where we would see that taxation, it's a good thing. I mean, we have to move away from single-use plastics. The keep cup became a very big item, obviously, up till COVID times when we couldn't bring them in. So any of these type of taxes or incentives to move away into a more recyclable and circular society are great.
But are you sure that it'll separate out compostable cups versus plastic or paper?
We're not entirely sure of that, I have to confess. But where I'd be more concerned is people will always look at this as sort of a stealth tax, etc. It was muted before COVID, so it's not a tax to replace the money for that. But what would be more interesting to see the transparency of the money that they do raise for this. Currently in the city centre, they have a pilot scheme, for instance, with just like 8 yellow bins for recycling cans. I mean, a city of our size, that's quite a deplorable a pilot scheme. And this laid on, I mean, there's other cities that have been doing this for 20, 30 years. So we need to see them take this money and other monies they raise and do more with segregated waste in the public area and use the money wisely. Get people, we have to educate, we have to change. But I think the people of Ireland are quicker to adapt change than the government policy.
But will the government not say, though, that the reason for applying the levy is to change the behaviour at source? So it's like the plastic bag levy. It's to stop people taking the bags. What they do with it, subsequently, it just goes into the big bucket of general taxation and contributes to the exchequer.
That's a fair point. I mean, you do have to change people's thinking, but the government also has to change its thinking. And people today will look at that and say, look, that's a stealth tax. So if they were to ring fence it and use it for initiatives to do with recycling and training and rolling out whole other things, water faucets so people can refill water around the city free and stuff like that. These would be massive benefits to cut down single-use plastics from plastic water bottles, etc. And then rein in the companies, the big producers of the plastic, where I mean, it's the top tier. You can start at the bottom, it's an easy task, but you have lobbying to protect vested interests higher up the chain, and they need to go after that. And currently, I think we're paying $1.5 million in fines to the EU because we're not meeting our obligations in other matters with the EPA and our targets.
Let me go to you, Angela, because this will obviously have a disproportionate impact depending on the nature of the business or cafe that you run. Because if you serve, let's say, people who are on their commute, they'll habituate into bringing their reusable cup and getting it filled every morning when they go to work. But I would have thought that given that one of your premises is nestled in a public park, you have a lot of people who on spec decide, I'll come in and I'll grab a coffee for my walk. If they can't take away a cup of coffee to do that, that could really undermine your sales, couldn't it?
Hi, Anton. Yes, it could. And I guess that's where the behaviour change and making things easy comes in. If people got used to carrying their face mask and their hand sanitizer, they are also going to have to get used to carrying their keep cup if they want to take away coffee. Look, like I think like many small Irish businesses, like Richard's business, we want to be part of making this more sustainable change. And there's absolutely no doubt in my mind, having joined the Conscious Cup campaign and seeing the problem with both recyclable and compostable materials, that the direction that we're going in is reuse, and there's no way back from that. And the levy will be applied to both compostable cups and recyclable cups.
And what's the problem? You say there's a problem with compostable cups?
There's not a problem with them, but they contain biodegradable plastic. So it is intended that the levy will be applied in the same way to both recyclable cups and compostable cups, which is, you know, which may dismay some businesses. I guess that might come as a shock to some businesses. But like, the essential thing for me would be that in making the transition and applying this levy, that some of the levy is, as Richard says, ring fence and collected to be invested in developing standardized cups, containers and systems to make reuse easy. In fact, I would go even further and say that arguably this investment should be put in place before the levy is introduced. And I'd make the analogy with, say, having a congestion charge in the City of London, but not having any public transport, which fortunately London does. So you never think of bringing your car into the City of London because the alternatives are there. So we really have to make this as easy as possible for consumers and also for businesses, because to be honest, with the way things are going in Irish businesses, in Irish food businesses, no matter whether they're restaurants or cafes, costs are going up and not down, and the levy will need to be passed on to customers in its entirety. Although, so I'd be worried about how that affects demand.
Is there a silver lining in this, in that if consumers do get educated correctly so that they bring the cup and stop taking the disposable one, that'll reduce costs a fair bit without having to go through hundreds of thousands of cups every year, won't it?
Yeah, well, you'll see businesses generally will pass on, if they're part of the Conscious Cup campaign, they'll actually pass on the saving that they make from not having to buy the disposable cup onto the consumer and give a discount of 15 or 20 or more cent on each coffee. So businesses are already doing that. I suppose if you're using crockery, you have an alternative expense in that somebody has to wash it. So I think it's more or less cost neutral already from that side of things. What I'd be worried about is how it affects demand and how the transition can be made, because it has to be made. We're only going in one direction, but how it can be made without increasing the burden on small businesses. And just another point to make, Anton, as I see this, it's easy to put this latte levy, and it's not actually just a latte levy, it's also going to be a levy on other food packaging. It's easy to put this levy in place, but I don't want it to be just another example of, you know, taxing the low-hanging fruit. And I was delighted to see in those draft heads for the circular economy bill measures to try and reduce the amount of other single-use plastic that's in the market, because I am faced with reams of it every day behind, you know, back of house that customers don't see. So want that to be tackled. So you take all your takeaway packaging, your compostable cups that you've gone to the effort of changing to, they all come wrapped in single-use plastic, and there is no mechanism for recycling those at the moment in Ireland, and there's no talk of banning those any earlier than 2030 in the department's waste action plan for a circular economy. So I'm witnessing volumes of unnecessary single-use plastic, and it's not just about coffee cups. So to me, like, any measures that can be introduced to reduce that sort of single-use plastic be welcome. Likewise, you have the Single-Use Plastic Directive, and that banned, which is fantastic, 10 of the most common things found on EU beaches. But it didn't address all of the single-use plastic, again, that might not end up on a beach, but is equally a problem for businesses and for society as a whole.
Well, we'll wait and see what the government does, because as I've said, they've indicated that this is likely to be in legislation by the end of the year. That was Richard Hanlon first, who is the owner of Brew 42 on South William Street, and then Angela Rutledge, the owner of Olive's Room in Clontarf and Monk's Green in Phibsborough.